The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All righty. Well, listen, you got just me this segment. I hope you're not disappointed, but I'm going to talk about something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and it snuck up on me. It's depression. I was reading this article by the Functional Medicine University, Dr. Ron Grisanti, and it was really talking about a functional medicine approach to depression from a clinical perspective, and it really touched me because I think it's so important. Certainly, I come into this situation as far as the clinical presentation in my practice, but I had just graduated from medical school. I'd moved back to California. I felt like I should be really at the top of my game and feeling pretty much at the top of my life. And guess what? I was nowhere near that. I was just like, every day just seemed tough and hard, and I couldn't, what made me even more kind of upset is that I couldn't figure it out. I what is this? And I honestly started to think that I was a little bit depressed, but guess what? There was a reason why. And as a naturopathic doctor, I am always, always, always looking for identifying and treating the cause. And I think with quote unquote depression, especially as a diagnosis, we've got to be able to understand that. I mean, depression is a national and global epidemic. It just is. And here in the United States alone, there are over 12 million people who suffer with depression. And, you know, that number, I think, is rising at an alarming rate. Here's what I think is very important for people to understand. There are reasons, all right? So identify and treat the cause. For me, it was my thyroid, absolutely 100%. The first area I think that people who are, especially people over 35 who are feeling depressed and can't really wrap their minds around why this might be, no situational crisis, etc., you've got to have a complete thyroid follow-up, okay? You've got evaluation, I should say, and follow-up, okay? Approximately 10 to 15% of patients with depression have a thyroid hormone deficiency. Now, I have to tell you, and I agree with Dr. Ron on this one, I have to emphasize that the testing must include so much more than the old gold standard in the medical community, the conventional Western reductionistic medical community, the TSH, okay? It does not do the job. I would say, yes, the TSH, but also a free T4, okay? You can write this down, a free T3, a reverse T3, so your thyroid antibodies, okay? The number one cause of a underfunctioning thyroid, and thyroid is your metabolism, okay? Think of hypo or low metabolism across the board, digestion, certainly weight, certainly your mental acuity, depression, of course. So anything less than that, it really is unacceptable. So the number one cause of hypothyroidism, like I said, is an autoimmune disease. It's Hashimoto's disease. So we've got to be able to test for antibodies. It is very, very well documented, folks, that the evaluation of only the TSH is inadequate, and it leaves people undertreated when it comes to the thyroid, okay? So you've got to be able to advocate for yourself, really get to a doctor who's going to look at you functionally, look at you more comprehensively. This is not some place where reductionistic Western medicine is in anybody's best interest. That is my opinion. I'm also going to give you a website here, naturopathic.org, so you can find somebody like me, a licensed naturopathic doctor. That's naturopathic.org. And you can click on find a doctor, put in your zip code, and all the licensed folks who are going to look at you more comprehensively, especially when it comes to thyroid issues, are going to be available. Okay, right there. Also, another sort of connection when it comes to depression is adrenal function. That is so important. I mean, we've talked about stress and adrenal function probably every single show that I've had on Radio MD, because it is pandemic, it's epidemic, it is everywhere. The adrenal dysregulation, I like to call it. We've got, you know, our hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. You might know it as the HPA axis. Is so, I mean, important, but it is our communication system between our brain and the glands, our adrenal glands, that respond to stressors. And we've got many different hormones that are released when we have all these chronic stressors. And there's been a very, very strong relationship between the overproduction of cortisol, okay? And mood variations have been established in both depressed and healthy individuals. As with many of the body's physiological responses, balance is the key. Overactivity of the body's stress system is associated always with anxiety, insomnia, lethargy, depression, loss of libido. It's just fatigue, indifference, those things that you start to feel. So when we've got cortisol coming out, so overproduction of cortisol, and then we also have one of our other hormones that are released from the adrenal glands, DHEA. That's an androgen. So think of your ability to grow and heal as we continue to age. Okay, that is released as well and can become deficient, leading to signs and symptoms of depression. So it is important to know how your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis is functioning, okay? I call it a dysregulation because I think like adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue, I just think that it's too limiting. I think it is this axis that is what needs attention. And once again, there's great labs out there. Genova Diagnostics is one of them that I use, where we can just do simple functional tests to assess how that access is going. And then there's really great like botanical medicines, holy basil, rhodiola, ashwagandha. These are adaptogens that we can utilize to get those things back into shape. And guess what? Perhaps save you from being on a medication for the rest of your life, or certainly that causes side effects that are unwanted, all right? And pretty much probably won't do the job of getting you out of depression either. All right, another one that I want to talk about, nutrient deficiencies. You know, a lot of the antidepressant drugs are SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, right? But guess what? You can only reuptake serotonin, that's our, let's just say, feel-good neurotransmitter, to the extent that you have it available. And you make your neurotransmitters by having enough good building blocks in your diet, so in your body, to do so. There are so many people that have come into my office complaining of depression, and then when I get into our intake and I really start looking into how they've nourished themselves, because if you look it up in the dictionary, diet means habitual nourishment. I see why they're depressed. I don't even need to run any tests, quite honestly. You know, we can always run confirmatory tests, but these, I mean, there's such a common cause between nutrient deficiencies and depression. It is so important. Our bodies require optimal amounts of trace minerals, and our soil, conventional Western farmed soil, are so deficient in selenium, zinc, magnesium, vanadium, just to name a few. But we need those things to function, okay? They're not, nutrients are not just a couple aisles in your health food store in little bottles. They are actually gas in our tank. It's what makes our biochemistry work. And certainly, for instance, low level of zinc is associated with depression. Deficiencies of magnesium can bring on a wide range of psychiatric symptoms. And guess what? It is the number one deficient mineral in our country, all right? So we got to be able to look at, are we getting enough good gas in the tank? Vitamins, nutrients. The other thing I want to talk about is these our ever-increasingly chemically dependent society, where we get low levels every single day of chemicals that actually are nasty, and they have a huge effect on our brains. You talk about carpets in installed buildings, or, you know, I moved into a new place and I opened my cupboards and I'm like off gas and you can smell. It's everywhere. And one of the biggest problems, I think, is that they have a huge effect over a period of time if we can't detoxify them, and they cause depression. So here's the bottom line. You got to get with a physician who's going to conduct a rather exhausting interview to see why each person is feeling depression. Thyroid, adrenal, nutrient deficiency, and or chemicals, okay? Get your body detoxifying and see a naturopathic doctor. See somebody who's going to look at you wholly. Identify and treat the cause. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Holly Lucille.